السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we will continue where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, starting from ayah number 42 to ayah number 44. And we will begin first with the recitation of these verses. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 42, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماعون للكذب أكالون للسحت، فإن جاءوك فاحكم بينهم أو أعرض عنهم، وإن تعرض عنهم فلن يضروك شيئا، وإن حكمت فاحكم بينهم بالقسط إن الله يحب المقسطين. وكيف يحكمونك وعندهم التوراة فيها حكم الله ثم يتولون من بعد ذلك، وما أولئك بالمؤمنين. إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور، يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء، فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا، ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 42 to ayah number 44. And inshallah, for our theory, we will continue where we left off from the topic of mudud. And in the last class, we started the second type of mad. So we were covering the two count mads, and the first mad that was a two count mad was mad tabi'i. This was the natural mad or mad asli, and this is going to be the simple mad that occurs anytime there is an alif after a fatha, anytime there is a waw after a dhamma, or anytime there is a ya after a kasra. So this is going to be the three letters of mad followed by either alif, waw, or ya, and there cannot be anything coming after it, such as a hamza or sukun, that is going to cause it to be lengthened any further. So if we have this natural mad asli, and afterwards there is no hamza, there is no sukun, then it will be a two count mad. And we learned that if you would like for this mad to be longer, or if this mad is meant to be longer, there will be a hamza or a sukun after it that will cause this mad to be there. When we learn more about the four count or the six count mads, we will learn that a hamza or sukun must come after this. And then we will also learn why it is that we are making this a longer med. So we will actually learn the mechanism of the med. Inshallah, this will help you all to kind of visualize the med and understand more about why the med is even there. So when we go to the four count med, we will cover that as well. But for now, just keep in mind that if there is a hamza or a sukoon, this is going to lengthen that med. And you will note when you are reading the Quran and you spot every single sign of med that you see. So it's that squiggly line on top of the alif, waw, or ya. Anytime you see that med, following it will always be a hamza or a sukoon. The whole reason that med is there is because that afterwards there is a hamza or the next letter is starting with a sukoon. Okay, so this is why we have lengthened meds for the hamza or the sukoon. So if the next letter after the meds does not have a hamza and it does not have a sukoon, then it is going to be considered a natural two-count med, such as in the phrase qalu ya Musa. Qa is two counts, lu is two counts, ya is two counts, mu is two counts, sa is two counts. Qalu ya Musa. So in every single word in this phrase, it is going to be a two count med. And you see that I am not pulling this for longer than two counts. It is only two because there is no hamza and there is no sukoon after the med letter. So this is what we covered in the last class. And then we moved on to the second type of two count med, known as med asila asughra. Now this one was a little bit difficult because we did go into the grammatical reasoning to figure out why this med exists. But there was a very easy way to spot it in the Quran. So inshallah, there should be no difficulty in remembering this met. So even if you don't remember the exact rule, you don't remember why we are doing this med or what this med is called, it is still okay as long as you are pulling this for the correct or the appropriate amount of counts. And for this one, it is going to be two counts. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through it. And then when we see some examples, you'll see what I mean when I tell you that it's easy to spot in the Quran. So the med that we were covering was med sila asughra. Med meaning med, the lengthening. Asila meaning the one that is connected. Okay, and then asughra, the smaller one. The reason why this is known as med sila asughra, the smaller one, is because this med is only two counts. Med asila asughra, Sagir from the word small, is only two counts. Now when we look at med asila kubra, the greater med sila med, that med is going to be four counts. So it is already longer than this two count med. So because that is a longer med, it is known as al-kubara from the word kabir meaning greater. So that is the greater med sila. This one, because it is only two harakat, is known as med sila asughra, the smaller two count med. So for this one, it is only going to be two counts. Now, let's look at the grammatical reason for why there is that med here, and then we will look at the situation or the circumstance which we must have in order for it to be med sila. So the first thing that we need to cover is why this med sila occurs and on what letter. So the letter that this med always occurs on is the letter ha. This is the letter ha, not ha from the middle of the throat, ha. It is not this letter, it is ha, like do anki wala ha. So this is going to be the pronoun used for masculine third person singular. Okay, so when we have in Arabic, we have the letter ha, the one letter has a lot of meaning. It is used for the masculine third person singular. Let me give you an example. So if I have the word kitab, kitab means book. Now if I add a ha at the end and I say kitabuhu, now this means his book. It is used for masculine, third person, singular. Masculine because it is a masculine, it is a man. Third person, I am not saying me or you. This is third person, him. Singular meaning that there is only one man. Okay, masculine, it is a man, it is not feminine. It is not a feminine ta marbuta, it is a masculine. Third person, it is not me or you, it is him. Third person. Singular, there is only one man, it is not plural. Okay, if it was plural, it would be home. Now, home is plural. So here it can't be plural, it is only singular, it is that singular ha, who. Okay, so for example, if we have the word inna, inna meaning indeed. Innahu, indeed he. Okay. Rajiri. Rajiri means return. Rajiri, his return. Mal, wealth. Maluhu, his wealth. Mother. Ummihi, his mother. Wa abi, ab is father. Wa abi he and his father. So by adding this ha at the end of that word, we are making it a masculine third person singular. Okay? Masculine, it is a man. We are talking about a man. Third person, it is him. Singular, there is only one. Okay, so to break it down a little bit. So anytime we have mad sila as-sughra, it always occurs after this ha. So this is something you can note. If you look in the Quran and you look for mad sila as-sughra, it will always be after this ha. Okay, so this ha is the grammatical reason why we are adding mad sila as-sughra here. Now, if you do not remember masculine, third person, singular, you don't remember any of this, it's fine as long as you are lengthening it the appropriate to count mat. Okay, when we look at some examples, I will point out why it is easy to spot. But very easily, you can see that there will be a small wow or a small yeah right after this letter. And when you see that small wow or yeah, you already know you have to pull this for two counts. Okay, now you, anytime you see an alif, wa, or ya, med, you already know that it is two counts. So for this one as well, even though it is a little smaller, you will see a small wa or a small ya after the ha, but you will know that this is a two count med. So even if you don't remember the rules, then you know that this is a two count med, and as long as you are reading it correctly, then inshallah, there is no problem. Okay, now let's look at the circumstances of mad sila as-sughra. So number one, it only comes in a dhamma or a kasra. Okay, so we have the letter ha, we have the pronoun masculine third person singular ha, who, he, and afterwards it can only have a dhamma or a kasra on it. So this is why I said it will have a small waw or a ya. It cannot have an alif. If it has an alif, it is no longer mad sila sughra. It is just known as mad asli or a two-count mad. Now, it has to have a dhamma or kasra in order to be known as mad sila. Okay, dhamma or kasra only. It has to come in between two voweled letters, meaning the letter before has a haraka and the letter after has a haraka. Okay, the letter before has haraka and the letter after has a haraka. So here, for example, in wa ummihi wa abihi, mi has a kasra, and the letter after is wa, which has a fatha. So both of these are mutaharrik letters. Both of them have harakat. So the letter before cannot have a sukun, and the letter after cannot have a sukun. And then it is not to be followed by the letter hamza specifically. Okay, why can the next letter not be hamza? Because if the next letter is hamza, this hamza will make that two-count med turn into a four-count med. So if it is a four-count med, it is no longer a small med. Now it will be mad sila al-kubara. It will be the greater four-count med. So in order for it to be mad sila al-sughra, it cannot have the letter hamza after it, because then it will not be mad sila sughra, it will be mad sila al-kubara. So this hamza will affect this letter and will cause that med to be a four count med. Okay, so if all of these conditions are met, if there is a dhamma or a kasra on the ha, it is coming between two voweled letters, it is not followed by the letter hamza specifically, then it will be lengthened for two harakat and it will be known as mad sila as-sughra. Okay, now for the example, wa ummihi wa abihi. Wa ummihi. Here we have the ha and his mother. Wa abihi and his father. Okay, so now we have that pronoun ha. There is a kasra on the ha. So this is the first condition met. It is coming between two voweled letters. Wa has a fatha, mim before has a kasra. So both of them have harakat. And the next letter after the ha is not hamza. Therefore, we are not going to pull this for four counts. And we will only pull this for two counts. Now, after the ha, wa ummihi, there is a small ya after this. So I see that ya and I know I will pull this for two counts. Now, if this is Madsila Kubara, this is the greater meds, and I have to pull this for four counts, you will see that small wow or that small ya will have that squiggly sign of meds on top. So even then, you will know that this is meant to be a four count med because you see that sign of meds. Now here you see there is that wow or ya afterwards, so you know it is going to be two counts. Similarly, in the example, innahu ala raji'ihi laqadir, innahu, I see there is that small wow afterwards, so I will pull this for two counts. Ala raji'ihi, I see there is that small ya after the ha, so I know I will pull this for two counts. So even if you don't know the rules, you will still know that it is meant to be a two count med. Maluhu wa ma kasab, here maluhu, this is a two count med, we see that small wow, so we know we must pull this for two counts. So it is very, very easy to spot because you will see that small wow or that small ya. Now, for madsila as-sughra, there are going to be three exceptions. Okay, there are three exceptions to this rule where perhaps all of these requirements are met, but there will not be a med, or perhaps there is the med, even though some of the requirements are not met. Okay, now let's look at these exceptions. And before we start with the exceptions, remember, even if you do not remember the exceptions, you don't remember where these exceptions occur, you will know that there is a med or not because you will see that small wow or ya. So if you don't see that wow and you don't see that ya, then don't pull it for the med. And if you do see there is that wow and there is that ya, then pull it for the two count med. So even if you don't remember the rules, in the Quran, subhanAllah, has been made easy for you that you will see that wow or ya, and this will give you that sign that it is meant to be a med or not. Okay, now let's look at the first exception. The first exception is going to be where all of these conditions are met. So there is a dhamma or kasra. It does come between two harakat letters. It is not followed by the letter hamza, but it is not going to be lengthened. So we are not going to pull it for two counts. Okay, so all of the conditions are there, but there is no wow or ya after the ha, meaning that you will not pull this for two counts. And you can find this in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 7. In the phrase, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Now here, lad has a fatha, it has mutaharrik, it is haraka. Lam has a fatha afterwards, it has haraka. This is one condition. It is a dhamma or a kasra on the letter ha. This is another condition. The letter after does not have a hamza. This is that third condition. So all of the conditions are met, but we will not lengthen this for two counts. This is the first exception to this rule. Now instead of saying يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, I will say يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Now, Allah knows why we are not going to be making this med here. Perhaps back then, the scholars of the Tajweed also knew why we are not going to lengthen this here. But as we know the Quran, we will not read this for two counts. Even though all of the conditions are present, we will not make this a two-count med. When we look at this word, you will not see a small wow after the ha. Now, if you don't see any sign of med, then you will not read this med. So here, if you don't see that wow or ya, don't read the med. So here, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, there is no sound, the sign of the wow, so I will not make this a two-count med. Even if I don't remember, this is an exception. Even if I don't remember this surah, even if I have not memorized this surah, I have never heard this surah, just because of that wow or that ya, I will know that this is meant to be a med here or not. So يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, I don't see that sign of med, therefore I will not make this a med. Okay, so this is one exception. In Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 7, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, all the exceptions, all the conditions are met, but we will not lengthen it because there is no wow or no ya, no small wow or ya that will show us that this is the sign of med. This is the first exception. The second exception is that the conditions of med sila are not present, but we will still lengthen it for two counts. So here it is not going to be a dhamma or kasra, for example, or maybe it might not be between two voweled letters, meaning the letter before might have sukun or the letter after has sukun, but it will still be lengthened for two counts. And you can find an example of this in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 69. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا. Now in the term فِيهِ, فِي is, ya is going to be a sukun. So the letter before does not have a haraka. And remember, one of the conditions was the letter before and after have to have a haraka. Now, ya does not have a haraka. It is a sukun. It is not a haraka letter. So here,
we do not have one of the conditions. We do not have all mutaharrik letters. One of the conditions is not met, but we will still lengthen this for two counts. Fi, hi, muhana. Fi is two counts. He will also be two counts. So this is going to be madsila as-sughra. And we see that there is that small ya after the ha. So I know, even if none of the conditions are there, as long as there is that wow, as long as there is that ya or alif, we know that we will lengthen this for two counts. So even if you don't remember, this is an exception. Because you see that ya, you will pull this for two counts. So this is the second exception. And then the third exception occurs when that ha in the word hadihi is not for a pronoun. So normally, anytime we have ha yardahu, his pleasure, fihi, in him, normally this is going to be a pronoun. But hadihi is not a pronoun. Hadihi means this. So here it is not a masculine third person singular pronoun. It is not referring to he or him. Hadihi means this. But we will still have the rule of madsila. So we are still going to pull this for two counts. هذه بطاعتنا. هذه بطاعتنا. So here, هذه, this is going to be a two count med. Even though it is not a pronoun, ha, it is هذه, meaning this, we will still do the matsila rule and we will pull this for two counts. Again, even if you don't remember this rule, you know that there is that small ya afterwards. So you will pull this for two counts. Okay, so just a quick recap of something that will make this much easier. If you see there is a wow or a ya after a letter, make that two count met. Very, very simple. Even if you don't remember any of these rules, right after you learn them, you forget them immediately. Even if this does happen, just by looking at the script of the Quran, you can tell that there was meant to be a med here or not. So Allah does not try to trick you. For any of the exceptions, he does not say that, oh, you're supposed to remember this exception, but I will still write it normally. No, alhamdulillah, the way that we have written the Quran, you will be able to know just by reading it if there is meant to be a med here or not. Okay, now the reason why we are covering all of these rules is so that you know why we are doing these meds. For what reason is there a med here? This is why we are learning the rules. But remember, as long as you are applying the rules, you are doing justice to the rules of tajweed. Meaning that inshallah you will get ajr and you will not be sinned for not doing tajweed properly. Even if you don't know the rules, as long as you are reading that med, and as long as you see that sign of med and you read that med as the two count or four count or six count med, then inshallah you will still get ajr for this. So again, just a reassurance, even if you don't remember the rules or you're feeling overwhelmed and you feel that, you know, it's too much, it's okay. Okay, inshallah, as you are doing these ayahs, as long as you know that there is that med here and you do that med, inshallah there is no sin. So let's go ahead and look at the analysis for these verses, starting from ayah number 42. Samma'una lil-kadhibi akkaluna lis-suht. Samma, this is going to be a two-count med. Runa is a two-count med. Akkalun, this is a two-count med. Lis-suht. Here we are going to make sure that ha has a sukun. And because I stopped, that will have a sukun as well. Make sure you say both of these letters. Lis-suht. Say ha first and then say that ta. Lis-suht. So say both of these letters. فَإِن جَاءُكَ, this is going to be a four-count med. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ أَوْ أَعْرِضْ. رَا in this case is going to be heavy. ضَاد is going to be heavy. عَنْهُمْ وَإِن تُعْرِضْ. رَا is heavy. ضَاد is heavy. عَنْهُمْ فَلَن يَضُرُّكَ. ضَاد is heavy. رَا in this case is heavy. شَيْئَ, because I stopped here, I will make this a two-count med العِوَد. وَإِن حَكَمْتَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطُ. Hakamta and fahkum, both of these ha are going to be from the middle of the throat. Bilqist, seen has a sukun, ta has a sukun. Qaf is heavy, seen is light, ta is heavy. So make sure you say that heavy qaf, then say that light seen, and then say that heavy ta. Qist. Bilqist.
Qaf is heavy, seen is light, ta is heavy. Inna Allah, name of Allah here is heavy. Yuhibbul muqsitin. Qaf again is going to be heavy. It has qalqala. Seen is going to be light, and then ta is going to be heavy. Wa kayfa yuhakkimunaka wa indahum at-tawrah. Ra is going to be heavy. Fiha hukmullah. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Thumma yatawallawna min ba'di dhalik. This is going to be iqlab. Wa ma, this is a four count mad. Ulaika, this is going to be a four count mad bil mu'minin, and then here Hamza is going to have a little bit of a jerkiness when we stop here on sukun. Inna, this is going to be a four count mad. Anzalna tawrata, ra in this case is heavy. Fiha hudan wa nur, ra in this case is heavy. Yahkumu bihan nabiyuna, here ya is going to have nabir, so make sure that you do say this from a little bit with pressure on the top of the jaw. Nabiyuna. Nabiyuna, Nabiyuna alladhina aslamu lilladhina hadu warrabbaniyuna. Ra is going to be heavy. Wal ahbar, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra is going to be heavy. Bimastuhfidhu, ha is from the middle of the throat. La is a heavy letter. Min kitabillahi, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Wa kanu alayhi shuhada. This is going to be a four count med. And then right after we have a hamza with a sukun. So we learned that anytime there is a med followed by hamza with a sukun, this is going to be a nabar here. So we will raise the voice lightly in order not to drop that hamza. So instead of saying shuhada, I will say shuhada. So raise the voice a little bit and give a little bit of that jerkiness to that hamza in order to make it very important. And like we just covered today, we learned that there is that sign of med immediately after the next letter has to be either hamza or a sukun. So here we see the next letter is a hamza. So we know that this hamza is the reason why this is the four count med. Okay, فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوُنَ. خَا is going to be heavy. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا. رَا in this case is heavy. بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. قَاف is going to be heavy. And then I end here on an alif med because I will stop here. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا. This is a four-count med. Again, we see that four-count med and immediately after the next letter is a hamza. So we know that this hamza is causing that four-count med. أَنْزَلُ اللَّهُ. Name of Allah here is heavy. فَأُولَٰئِكَ. This is again a four-count med. And we see that there is that hamza there as well. So anytime there is that four-count med, it is always because of a hamza or a sukun. In this case, because of that hamza, this med will be four counts. هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And then ra in this case is going to be heavy. So alhamdulillah, this is our lesson for today. Ayah number 42 to ayah number 44. So we'll stop here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.